This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, and global markets went into free fall last week as members of OPEC Plus could not agree on oil cuts, following that the increase in COVID-19 infection rates in Europe and America spooked markets further as demand shocks to the global economy became a reality. Unsurprisingly, as we've seen, the Malaysian equity market fell in tandem, not helped by the domestic concerns such as political uncertainty and weak corporate earnings. Now, to help us determine if a flaw has been found for Bursa Malaysia or if worse is to come, especially with the movement control order, we speak to Patrick Chung, Regional Chief Investment Officer for Equities for the ASEAN region at Principal Asset Management. Now, Patrick, thank you for joining us on the line. The FBM KLCI has declined sharply on a year-to-date basis. What will the impact be to markets from the government's movement control order imposed?
Good morning, everyone. I think to start this, right, I think it was a good move, although it's going to sound very painful in terms of social distancing and the way we live. But I think that's a new norm for now. And I think that the sooner we sort out this COVID-19 outbreak that we're having today, the better it is. Now, if you look at what's happened in China, for example, right, and that has been a well-contained environment in February and March, and you've seen what happens to markets after that, right? China continues to be one of the major performers in Asia today. So I think all in, I think this is a very good measure. I hope that we all adhere to it and that the COVID-19 cases will start to deteriorate in the weeks or months come.
How do you think the Malaysian equity market will perform relative to our Asian peers? ASEAN peers?
I think at the moment, if I look at my screen right, it's already tracking in line with all the other ASEAN markets, right? It's down by 22% year to date, in line with Singapore and the rest of the markets like Thailand. But Thailand is obviously down a little bit more by 34%. I think there's a sense of panic out there. And my message to clients and our partners is that you need to stay calm. I think you need to start evaluating basically a long-term horizon in terms of investments. To date, the FBM KLCI is at 10-year lows in price-to-book basis. In terms of PEs, I think it's already starting to price in at least about 10 to 15% earnings decline this year. Basically, it's absorbing a lot of bad news in the market. And I think that at some point, if you take a long-term horizon, I think this is a great opportunity for long-term investors.
Yeah, Patrick, from a domestic economic perspective, how damaging can the COVID-19 be? And what's your worst case scenario?
To be fair, right, I think it's very hard to ascertain what the real damage is, right? I think in the short term, I think the first quarter GDP is going to be quite a negative decline, right, on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Initially, we were forecasting at least about 2.5% GDP in the first quarter. I think with this COVID-19, obviously, that will overshoot on the downside, right? And also, I think it may spill over to the second quarter. Now, if we contain this COVID-19 soon rather than later, then basically, as history has shown, the resumption in the markets will start to price in either a U-shape or a V-shape recovery in terms of economic activity, right? And so for now, I think it's safe to say that, yes, first quarter is going to be a negative quarter, but I think hopefully in the next second half, things will start to resume on a better path.
And so, Patrick, in light of all this, what is your investment strategy? What are the safe haven sectors or stocks?
I think we are quite defensive and we're also quite cashed up at the moment, so this is a very good opportunity for us. We like, obviously, in the short term, a little more defensive posture towards the healthcare sector and some of the REITs. But I think there's a lot of growth sectors out there which are getting quite interesting in the medium term. Oil and gas is one of them. And also some of the manufacturing companies which we have a long-term bias on. We think that is a very good opportunity to pick up some of these companies.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. That was Patrick Chung, Regional Chief Investment Officer at Principal Asset Management, with basically taking a look at the defensive sectors. But all in all, Not pretty.
You get a sense that this is what he's telling clients. And what else can you deliver to them in terms of messaging, rather than other than just stay calm, don't panic while everybody else is, think, keep a cool head.
Yeah, and think long term.
And
right?
Think long term.
Yeah. So and defensive stocks for the short term, but long term, you know, keep to those big companies that you like. You know, the prudently managed ones.
Oil and gas was one thing he mentioned for the medium term. I'm not sure whether, not that I know him better than a fund manager, clearly, but you know,
it's a bit scary. It does look scary, but if you dare to venture, maybe just a small purchase of shares.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.